Websites like usaspending.gov and the Federal Procurement Data System offer some details about where federal contract dollars are going. But every time there's been a move to post actual contract documents on public websites, well, that effort's been derailed, partly because of concerns about protecting contractors' proprietary information. It's unclear why that's still a problem at the federal level, because, according to a new report by the Project on Government Oversight, a majority of state governments post the full text of at least some of their contracts in searchable databases. Sean Moulton manages POGO's Open Government Program. He spoke with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu about what the feds can learn from the states.
A majority of the states, 33, which is really two-thirds, have their government contracts at the state level right on their websites, at least in part. Some of them, the vast majority of them. And at the federal level, we've been told over and over again that it sort of can't be done. Too technically difficult, or we'll run the risk of releasing information that would be damaging to the contractor themselves. And so it's shocked me that we would find so many states that were able to figure this out.
And it varied state to state, but what level of data in the most disclosure friendly states, what level of data are they posting?
So even inside those most, there was still a variety of information that may or may not be posted. But what we were mostly looking for was a document, an actual contract document, scope of work, information potentially on price, things like that. That was available for download and review right there on the site. And for the most, we were seeing them, 70-80% of the entries we reviewed had those types of documents. Some of them even had bid tabulations. They would talk about, what companies bid, how much they were pricing, so you could actually see whether or not your state made the best possible deal.
And I know you talked to some of the state-level procurement officials about why they were doing this. And in some cases, they're actual, statutory legal requirements, so they have to. But not in every case. Some states view this as just a good thing to do. Talk to me about some of the reasons that they're doing this.
So that is something we heard pretty consistently, even from the states who had a statutory requirement. They made it clear that they also thought this was something that was simply good procurement process, and felt that they were saving money both in the procurement phase in terms of the deals that they were getting, but also down the road when it came to people asking questions about these things. Many of them pointed out, we don't have to handle a lots of requests for information and trying to figure out what can we give you. It's all up there. You want it, you look at it.
Yeah, at the federal level, it seems like this could be a cost-saving measure just on that score alone. I've never seen good data on this, but I would have to assume a significant proportion of the FOIA requests that agencies get are for contracts. If those were proactively disclosed, those would not be part of the backlog.
We certainly, anecdotally, I've heard the same thing, that a sizable portion of the FOIA requests at particular agencies, the agencies that spend the most money, are for these, for the contracts, for anything around them, bids, evaluations of the contractors. And for the most part, what I also hear is that a lot of the people doing those requesting are other potential government contractors, people who want that business. And they want to find out, what's going on around a contract. But in the end, that's really good for the public. We want that kind of competition. If someone's out there who can give us a better deal or can address issues that we're having with the current contractor, then it's a win for us.
When you looked at the states, were they also posting final documents for at the task order level under larger contracts? Because that's another information black hole at the federal level where you can't even see the requests for quotations, let alone the final contract.
We didn't see much on the way of specific task orders or purchase orders. We did have some states where you could actually see how much was being spent in total. Some of the contracts, you know, you just get a unit price. You know, this is how much a gallon of milk costs. But you don't actually see necessarily how many gallons of milk they bought. For some of them, you did get how much was being spent on an overall contract in a given time period.
Mm-hmm. You also write about some of the history at the federal level. There have been several previous efforts to get this kind of proactive disclosure done, and they've all gotten derailed. Talk about that history a bit and why they've gotten derailed.
It's been so frustrating at the federal level. It seems that every few years, the idea of contracting transparency arises and starts to move forward, and then invariably just sort of collapses. Two of the better opportunities that we saw in recent years, one was back in really in 2008, there was a proposed bill in Congress that would have required this. So, of course, that would have been, you know, that would have been it. We don't know exactly how they would have implemented it, but they would have had a legal requirement to get this done, which is how a lot of states did it. Their legislature told them to do it, and they figured it out. Unfortunately, the bill was one of the primary sponsors of the bill at the time was then Senator Obama, and it really got caught up, in my opinion, in a lot of the sort of political issues of the day. No one, you know, the Republicans at the time didn't want to have him get another win. At the same time, I would say that his staff was so focused on campaigning and getting the next office that they really didn't push for that proposal. But then Barack Obama became president, and there was actually an effort by his administration to review the rules under the FAR, the Federal Acquisition Group, and they were looking at their rules and saying, maybe we can open up the door to do this. Not require it, but open up the door so that it's possible and so that if a requirement comes along, we can do it. And we thought, this is probably going to go forward because this was something that, was the president's issue when he was in the Senate. And after basically a few months after they put out it wasn't even a proposed notice, it was an advance notice of proposed rulemaking, they backed off and they said that there was great concerns about the resources that it would take and disclosure of confidential business information.
Yeah, that potential disclosure, you know, if you proactively disclose all contracts, that is an issue that gets raised over and over again, that you're putting proprietary vendor information at risk, but also a concern at the state level. How have they gotten around that?
So at the state level, it came up, but I have to say, for all the reviews, for all the documents we reviewed, we found very little redacted. That we could tell. I saw a lot of price information, which often at the federal level, when we see contracts that do come out through FOIA, often a lot of that's redacted. And so a lot of the states that we talked to said, we just make it clear to the contractor that if they have things that are confidential, they have to delineate them, note them for us, that we can review them. And then we redact what is appropriate. They really put the burden on the contractor to do that work. And actually, one of the most recent federal efforts tried to do that, was a plan to do that. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau started to put a clause in all their contracts. And the clause said, you know, upon award, you have to provide us with a publicly releasable version. They put it right in squarely in the contractor's court to say, look, you do it. We'll review it, but if you don't give us one, then we're just going to release we're going to assume that you're saying it's okay for us to release the full one.
Mm-hmm.
Now they didn't start proactively posting them, but they have that provision in there, and that way they feel they're more responsive when they get requests. They can often release the information very quickly.
That's Sean Moulton, manager of the Open Government Program at the Project on Government Oversight. We'll post a link to the report we've been talking about at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.